About the season of Advent, we have been reading the scripture together instead of having one to read that scripture for us because I chose very short scriptures. So today, the scripture for today is Philippians chapter 4, just one verse, verse 4. So let us read it together. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. May God add a blessing to our reading, hearing, and understanding of the scripture. Amen. Amen. This season of Advent, we are watching some of the most popular Christmas movies and finding gospel messages in them. 2 weeks ago, we watched clips from the Polar Express and reflected on belief. Last Sunday, we watched Miracle on the 34th Street and pondered on hope. Today, we turn to Elf, a 2003 comedy film that quickly became one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Buddy, a toddler at an orphanage, is accidentally transported to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. This happens when he crawls into Santa's toy bag, captivated by a teddy bear in it, while Santa is enjoying his cookies. The boy is adopted and raised by Papa Elf. So Buddy grows up at the North Pole believing that he is an elf and learning in school the code of the elves. Do you remember them? First, treat every day like Christmas. Two, there's a room for everyone on the nice list. Three, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. However, as Buddy grows up, he noticed that he is different from all the other elves in the North Pole. With his body size, he always stands out among all the elves. And he cannot keep up with his friends in his daily activities of making toys for children because he's not as skillful as the other elves. So he struggles. One day, Buddy discovers his true identity. He was given up for adoption as a baby by his own mother, Susan. And she later died, but his father, Walter, is alive and is in New York City working for a children's book publisher at the Empire State Building. But he is unaware of the existence of his firstborn son. Buddy learns that his father, very unfortunately, is on the naughty list because of his callous demeanor. But Santa suggests that Buddy can spread Christmas cheer and help his father change. He can save his father. So Buddy leaves his adopted home and begins a journey to meet his biological father. He's on a mission to get his father moved from the naughty list to the nice list. Buddy arrives in the Big Apple and he finds the city to be full of fun. Let's take a look.
Shoo-bee-doo-bee. Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Hello.
You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down and trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli, macaroni. If you want the thing you love,
you did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Hi.
Now come over here, boy. Sam. And every time it rains, it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains, it rains. Don't you know it's crocodiles?
Sam.
Sit. All over town, all over town, all over town.
Thank you.
Is you not your umbrella?
Thank you.
It's upside down, we live up. Oh, how about those hills are white? Giggle out my hungries. Zumba loo, the super root. Oh, bottle boys, oh, hey, Baba, ho, boy. Ooh, bottle, ho, man. Woody, woo. Ooh. I knew I'd get you, I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Before this trip, he was told by Santa in the North Pole not to try to eat any candy gum stuck on the like that on the streets. And right after this, guess where he goes to? He goes back to the revolving door and tries that again. But his actions remind us of the first item on the code of the elves. Do you remember it? Treat every day like Christmas. For Buddy, who grew up as an elf, every day is full of joy like Christmas. Every moment is full of awe and wonder like Christmas. And he finds joy in the small and simple things that we adults often overlook. My grandchildren have lots of toys their parents bought for them. Toys are found everywhere throughout their house and even in their cars. And by Christmas, I'm sure there will be even more toys because most of the Christmas gifts their parents got for them are toys. I already know. Yet often, what they enjoy most are not any of those fancy toys, but simple things. For example, a notebook and a pen can make my 7-year-old grandson very happy for a long time because he loves to draw pictures, cartoon characters, and any characters from his imagination. And anything can be a toy for my 15-year-old granddaughter, who loves to walk around the house and find things to play with. Lately, she seems to get her toys out of the kitchen drawers and shelves. So her parents had to put away all the items that could be dangerous to her. God wants us to experience life as little children do, with awe and wonder, with appreciation for small and simple things. Jesus made it very clear to us by welcoming children and blessing them. When he was welcoming, when the children's parents were bringing their children to Jesus, his disciples scolded them and said, "No, no, no, don't do that." But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." You know how easily I can get excited. Actually, when I came 2.5 years ago, somebody I heard it through a grapevine. I didn't hear this directly, but I heard it through a grapevine. Someone complained that, why Pastor Ogun is always excited, even there doesn't seem to be anything to be excited about. Yes, I get easily excited. So lately, one of my excitement was this. I moved last Monday, and then late that night, I took out my dog for a walk, for pee and poo, and soon found out there's not really much grass around in my neighborhood. I felt so crushed. I felt so sorry for my dog. Well, that's my daughter's dog, but she became my dog. So I felt so sorry for her, and then came back home. The next morning, broad daylight, I went out and walked a little farther, and guess what? I found a grass area. I jumped with joy, and I said, so Noma, you can poo freely now. And I'm sure when I get so excited and rejoice like that, God gets excited too because of my joy. Buddy sees the Empire State Building and gets very excited because it's where his father is. Finally, he's meeting his dad for the first time in his life. Let's take a look.
Dad!
All right, let's get it over with.
I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. Santa must have called you.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just got off the cell phone with me.
He did?
So, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Wow, that was weird. Usually guys just, put my name in the jingle bells or something.
It's me, your son. Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you, but now I'm here. It's me, Buddy.
Susan Wells. You said Susan Wells?
Yes.
Who sent this Christmas gram?
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
I think we should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper, too.
All Buddy wants to do for his dad is just to love him and show his love for him. But his dad does not want to receive his son's love. His dad refuses to believe him. But Buddy still loves his father. His love for his dad is unconditional. Isn't this how God loves us? Even when we refuse to receive God's love, God loves us. Even when we are not aware of God's love, it is still there for us. In his prayer, Jesus makes this statement about the depth of God's love for us. Righteous Father, if the world didn't know you, but I have known you, and these believers know that you sent me. I have made your name known to them and will continue to make it known so that your love for me will be in them and myself will be in them. You do not have to have your life in order to receive, to experience God's love. You do not have to love God first to be loved by God. God loves you because you are God's child. Your parents, your family can desert you, but God will never do so. And God's love will find you no matter where you are, even when you believe there is no hope living in the valley of darkness and destruction. God's love never gives up on you. So going back to the movie, soon Walter finds through a DNA test that Buddy is actually his son. So he takes him into his home. Walter's wife welcomes Buddy without reservation. But it takes a while for his younger son to warm up to his older half-brother. And Walter, he is annoyed by Buddy's childlike behavior. But Buddy continues to find ways to show his love for his new family and spread Christmas cheer to everyone around him. He does so at his father's workplace as well as on the day his father takes him to work. Walter asks Buddy to sit quietly in his office. How can he? He easily gets bored and keeps interrupting his dad. Very annoyed, Walter sends Buddy down to the basement, to the mail room in the basement, so he can focus on his own work. Can you guess what Buddy did in the mailroom? Let's take a look.
Sir, Chuck in the mailroom needs to talk to you.
What, Chuck? I mean, what could be going on down there that's so important you had to interrupt me? What?
With Buddy, there's always joy, smiles and laughter, singing and dancing. He spreads Christmas cheer everywhere he goes, even in a dark basement mailroom with no windows. Walter's company is in deep, big trouble because their last book did not sell well. Walter's boss asks him to have a new book ready by Christmas Eve. In desperation, Walter arranges a meeting with a best-selling children's book author. Buddy interrupts the meeting and mistakes the author who has dwarfism for an elf. So insulted, the author walks out angry. Walter snaps at Buddy for ruining such an important deal. Heartbroken, Buddy leaves his dad's home, leaving behind a note to his family. While navigating through the streets of New York City, Santa's sleigh crashes in Central Park and attracts a large crowd. Santa's sleigh has lost its engine and cannot fly because there's not enough Christmas spirit. Buddy recovers the lost engine and reattaches it to the sleigh. But to fully recharge the engine and be able to fly, the sleigh still needs more Christmas spirit. How do you raise Christmas spirit? According to the code of the elves. Do you remember that? The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Let's take a look and see what happens next.
Well, still no sign of Santa.
but some spontaneous Christmas caroling has broken out right here in front of Central Park. Let's have a listen in.
When you're sleeping, he knows if you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Hey! Watch out.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
You're not singing.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're just moving your lips.
Michael, please, what's the big deal?
Dad?
Santa Claus is coming to
I guess we'll never know for sure what happened this Christmas Eve in Central Park.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
And so, with a little help, Buddy managed to save Christmas. And his spirit saved a lot of other people, too.
Charged by the singing of the crowd and singing from homes and workplaces and singing of Walter himself, singing loud his love singing, Santa's sleigh now can fly again. Singing loud did the trick. In the scripture we read together earlier, the Apostle Paul urges the first Christian believers in Philippi to rejoice. How do you rejoice? For me, to rejoice is to sing. Yes, we rejoice and sing. Buddy sang loud whenever there was music. And words to sing, even there was no music and no words to sing. He just created. He just was able to sing no matter what. Our ancestors of faith sang songs of happiness and thanksgiving, but they sang also when their lives were in deep trouble and their hearts were broken and filled with anguish. They were able to do so because they were rejoicing in the Lord. They were rejoicing not because they had so much to celebrate, but because simply they were rejoicing in God, God's love. They were rejoicing in the Lord. They could have joy in the small and simple things because they knew no matter what was happening, God loved them. This is also the source of our joy this season of Advent. No matter where we are, no matter what we have done or left undone, God loves us. We know this because of the gift of Jesus Christ, who comes to us on Christmas Eve as the light of the world, who reminds everyone that there is room for all on the nice list. So, sisters and brothers, my siblings in Christ, may we live by the code of Jesus Christ. May we treat each day as an opportunity for Christ to be born in our hearts and spread the joy of his coming to the world. May we rejoice in the Lord always. The singing and dancing. Let us rejoice. Amen.
Amen.